conversation happens in the kitchen, 'cause that's where the food is. Wedding appetites.
Gonna get a little glass of wine. By the way, wedding appetites, first official.
Something big here.
First official podcast. We're kicking it off. I'm drinking a little red wine. We got Chris over here drinking his Corona Extra Gold.
And always.
Yeah, so I'm going to go get myself another glass of wine. But what we think, I think, you know, being that it was just Thanksgiving, we should talk about some food, right?
I think we should talk about leftover food.
Leftovers. So is it true that you got mostly leftovers for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I always got leftovers working in the restaurant industry. So I was working on Thanksgiving while everybody else was stuffing their face. So I would always get the refrigerator snacks, is what I like to call them.
What did you make? Did you make Sandies?
Oh, I was a big believer in the put everything that was in the refrigerator on a slab of white bread, and that's it, man. You had a few beers, you had the Thanksgiving leftovers.
My family has these really tiny pieces of bread. They call it bread, but it's really not. It's just this, like, you know, 12 grain, you know, Pepperidge Farms.
Right.
Little pieces of bread. And I'm like, dude, how do you guys make a sandwich on this? And they keep it frozen, too. Like, they're going to keep it for 20 years. So, all right. So, not only do I have to defrost the bread, it's tiny. It looks like that fucking Spinal Tap movie, like, where the dude's trying to, like, fold the meat so it fits into the bread. And so, I'm making this. I'm like, dude, well, I'm going to make a triple fucking decker.
Okay.
So what I would do is I would toast the bread, get some Dijon. You need some Dijon mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah, you gotta have Dijon.
You know, dude, and if I could make some bacon, I would. Lettuce,
right,
tomato,
right,
obviously, because I'm thinking mayonnaise. You know, beyond that, like, I would just take turkey, provolone, Swiss, and ham. Because that's what my mom had in the fridge. Oh, she always had ham, she always had Swiss, she always had provolone, she always had turkey. And they make these fucking wraps. I don't believe in that wrap shit. Dude, that toast is like for like little sandwiches my stepfather likes to snack on. Triscuits, dude.
Triscuits, ugh. Now, we had the best would be if you had some kind of, being from close to Philly, you had a Philly cheesesteak, or you had something, you had those rolls left over.
Those rolls, dude. Philly can make bread.
Barbarossa rolls, and you just,
Like, dude, they have a pretzel shit. Like, dude, the reason why people in Philly are fat is not because of the cheesesteaks. It's because of the fucking pretzels.
Yeah, the Philly pretzels are dope. They are dope.
Dude, my boy, he lived close to where they made the pretzels. So he would walk over to the spot. I mean, it's like almost getting bagels here,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, man. Get some fucking hot, spicy brown mustard. Lather on. But Wawa? You could always get them in Wawa, right?
I think you get them at Sheetz too, man.
Yeah, well, Sheetz over by you.
I was a big believer in the Sheetz, not the Wawa. I was on the wrong side of the track.
Yeah, but you're talking about the big mega gas station store.
That's true, that's true.
I mean, Sheetz is fine, but I'm talking about, like, the convenience, like, 7-Eleven.
Turkey Hill.
You know, Turkey Hill. Yeah, just like Turkey Hill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, PA, GNJ, like, NYC. What the fuck are we talking about? Well, shit, man. The reason why I can't remember smoking that shit, that chronic.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? I wanted to talk about, dude, I'm really passionate about these meatballs right now, and I was talking about them earlier.
Oh, yes. Yes, the meatballs.
The
meatballs, turkey meatballs.
Man, the turkey meatballs came out slamming. There are people who don't even like me that said they were good.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
It is kind of impressive. I was like, well, maybe they don't hate me. But
right.
You know what? For them to say that they like the meatballs, I think was a compliment.
Well,
that,
if they went out of their way
to
talk to you, even if they don't hate you, they went, wow, these meatballs are.
They just said, give me the recipe.
Yeah. How'd you make it?
He said, listen, just shut up. Don't talk. Just give me the recipe.
That's all I want to hear out of your mouth right now.
Yeah, shut up.
It's the recipe and nothing.
Just basic fucking ingredients. I don't know, man.
Simple is better.
Yeah, because you just use breadcrumbs, egg, you know, I actually combine two different recipes. You're using either water or you're using milk.
Make it your own.
But a lot of the times, the Italians people, they take white bread and just tear it up. And that was their fucking stuffing. That was their breadcrumbs. I mean, they made their breadcrumbs. If you ever want to try that, instead of using breadcrumbs, just tear up white bread and fucking mash it in with the meat that you've stirred up.
Help bind it. Help absorb some liquid and all that good stuff.
Dude, and they fucking get nice and tasty, bro. Nice and tasty. But, like, there's the debate of pan frying and baking, and I like them both.
It's all about personal flavor. You're never gonna appeal to the same people at the same time. It's just not going to happen. You know, everybody, it's like a fingerprint. Your taste buds are a fingerprint. Because I like mine baked and you like yours in a pan.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean, there's no wrong answer there. There's no wrong answer. It's obviously a different technique, a different style, but at the end of the day, somebody
both techniques.
You can do that, but you're always gonna have somebody who's like, "Well, I'd rather just have them baked, or I'd rather just have them fried." It's like it's that kind of industry, and it makes it fun. You know, you're always trying to, you're striving for perfection. You probably will never reach it. And that's how.
Here's my theory on it, because like I did both. And I still think the end step is really more necessary for the type of meatballs that I make. It's not simply that you're baking or pan frying them. Like, if I'm pan frying them, I'm basically searing them on a really hot heat on a frying pan and then putting them into the sauce. Now, the thing with the turkey meatballs, and I think turkey works really well because it ended up binding really solid. It wasn't falling apart. The beef does. Like, I do the beef in the pan, and it flakes apart, but it's good because it's, like, it's moist, and it breaks apart in your mouth. It doesn't break apart in the pan or in the sauce. But for the turkey meatballs and for the pan-fried beef meatballs, I both put them into the sauce after cooking them.
Mm-hmm.
That I let sit for like an hour or more, you know, like if you can do it more. I personally think on a simmer, anything tastes better the longer it stays on the stove.
Well, and especially if you do the pan fry and you just get the initial coloring and they're still a little undercooked in the middle, and then you're simmering and it's cooking in all the flavor, so you're cooking with flavor. Mm-hmm.
And that's it's why
you don't,
out.
Yeah, and that's why you don't use water. You would use something. Obviously, that's why professional restaurants, they use stock instead of water. Why would you cook with something that doesn't add more flavor? Yes, it's a liquid, but if you can get more in a liquid by using old bones or whatever that a sock is made out
delicious.
Of.
That's delicious.
So it's all in that theory, too.
How do you make a stock?
Stock comes primarily from bones because there's so much hidden flavor in the bone and in, like, you know, the marrow, cartilage, all that stuff. So what you do is you throw a bunch of vegetables, a bunch of bones in a big pot, and you get some water going in there and low and slow until it cooks out all that flavor, and then you pretty much have this flavor. You strain it, and then you use that where the average person would be like, oh, I'm going to throw water in here.
Yeah.
But you're throwing this. And then you don't waste.
You strain all of the waste, and then you just have the essence of,
mm-hmm.
of
you have
in the
all
water.
All the flavor. You take all the flavor, and then you pretty much strain the solids. And
that
you
seems
get
actually
concentrated flavor.
Probably like more healthy than you know, ingesting all that fat. You know, you're just
mm-hmm.
basically getting the good stuff.
Right. You're getting all the flavor without any side effect, pretty much. And then you know, if you get a bunch of chickens in and you use this, and this, and you have bones left over, you're getting the absolute most out of, you know.